Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two friends, the means justify the ends.
There we go. Aka those who are obsessed with Jewish based lasers chose to be depressed by fluish based ravers. Aka Sklarbro, that's Huddletron. Hey, aka the AKA guy.
That guy
AKA
is Old Zealand. He's a bottomless pit of great AKAs.
Wit. He's a bottomless pit of great
of amazing wit.
There he is.
Of razor sharp wit.
Here we are. We are here. We're doing this show for you guys, trying to continue to give you guys content. Hopefully you guys are digging it. I hope you're enjoying the stereo things that we're doing too, because
Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific time. We get on
Sklarbro
stereo.
Country, the virus edition. We had to swat down some haters in the last
little
bit.
Felt good though. People were like feeling bad for us. We're like, we're comedians.
No, man, we love this stuff.
Come on, bring it, bitch.
So we did that, and then we do Dumb People Town today at 4 p.m. We'll do Dumb People Town. And then Friday, Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m. On Fridays, we do this little sports talk radio. It's a blast. So let's jump into this right now. And here's the deal. Here's the deal with exercising these days, Jay.
Yeah.
You either have to have an incredibly nimble gym.
Yes.
Like a cycle bar or CrossFit.
That's like willing to put the cycles outside in the parking lot like our cousin Steph did.
Or you're going to be doing exercises at home for the next 9 months until we can get people vaccinated. That's it. Like, if you're going to be responsible, that's it.
Right.
And I know...
By the way, that doesn't seem impossible. It doesn't seem hard. Like, it doesn't mean you're not going to be exercised.
So if exercising is what you give a shit about, if exercising is what you care about, actually keeping yourself healthy, there are ways to do it. Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, walking, running stairs, doing all sorts of exercises.
I mean, you could lose your gym membership and buy a Peloton. I mean, there's a million things you can do if you want to get going in your home spot.
And I know that if you're that type of guy who asks every woman in a gym if she needs a spot, she doesn't.
Number one, she does not.
That you are seriously missing the gym right now, because that's your way to meet.
Because there's no one to do that. There's nobody to subtly sexually harass in your house.
You can't go to a coffee shop and say, do you want me to spot you on that oat milk? I mean, you could, but it would be weird.
It'd be weird.
This has to be a hard time for you and your pecs. We get it. Mm-hmm. You can't harass people. Like we said, there's nobody in there at Starbucks. The lack of gym time to corner people and force them to interact with you mm-hmm. is why, you know, like just to hear why you switch from creatine to muscle milk. Like, that's no one wants to hear that.
We're really sorry that that's happened to you. We are. Actually.
Like Jay said, our cousin has two cycle bars in LA, and she had to pivot in the moment because, yeah, it happens in a room, indoors, people sweating, expectorating. She talked to her strip mall where the place is located and beg them if she could use the car parking lot. So she and her workers lug the bikes out in the morning and take them back in at night. It's a tremendous amount of work, but they did it so that they could figure this out.
And so that people could keep exercising.
But she certainly isn't holding class indoors.
No.
She knows how stupid that is. So if you are operating a gym right now and it's an indoor gym, you had better be super tight with all of your restrictions for all the people who are in there. Like, you better be on super double secret probation.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's, like, not even wearing a double mask should be gone.
Everyone has to wear a mask in that place. And you know what? Gym shouldn't be open. Let me just
probably
further
not.
That.
Yeah, probably not.
So if you're still venturing into a gym today, you have to ask yourself, who are the other people that are in here with me? You got to do your own contact tracing. Do they care about not transmitting the virus to me, or do they care about their extra super set
at
of labs?
At least 50% of them think it's a hoax.
Do they care about anyone but themselves? Think about it. People who go to gyms who have to go to the gym right now.
That's a high level of narcissism.
That pretty much sums up a person who only cares about him or herself and given the ability to, like we said, craft workouts at home. So you better be ready for what happens at this gym in Vancouver to happen to you somewhere. We're just saying that. Here we go. A Vancouver couple must cough up. I mean, who wrote this thing? The frickin' New York Post?
Cough it up.
Up $460 after pretending to cough on customers inside a private gym near False Creek.
Is it the actual creek or is it a false creek?
It's a false creek. Okay. It's a false flag to the creek.
Fake creeks.
Two VPD constables were flagged down outside the police station on the couple Saturdays
ago. So those are police officers in Canada.
Vancouver Police Department officers. I'm sure they were psyched. I'm sure...
Sure, those people were thrilled to be dragged down into this stupid gym situation.
So this guy reported that two people who were not gym members entered the business. How does that happen? If you're not, have you ever tried to enter a gym? There's like a turnstile. There's someone at the desk who can probably kick your ass.
Yes, the gyms are open to bringing new people in if you want to join the gym and take a look around. Yes, that's possible.
Were they trying to pull the gym scam? Remember the gym scam, Jay?
The gym scam.
When we lived in New York City, the gym scam was if you needed to get in shape and you didn't have enough money for a gym membership, you would go to a gym and say,
"Can I get a 2-week pass to see if I want to?"
See if I want to join this gym. And after 2 weeks, all you had to do was put up with an unrelenting barrage of phone calls from the gym staff.
Right.
Are you going to join? They hound you so much. If you can withstand that, you just say, "I can't do it. It's not right for me." And you make up an excuse. And then you have to make up another
excuse.
You move
on to another gym.
It's like breaking up with someone. It is so hard to do. But then you move on to another gym. And hopefully after like 2 or 3 months, you get yourself in shape for the summertime.
And you're like, "I don't have to pay for a gym."
Right? I don't have to pay. It's
the old gym scam.
Okay. You say no. You stay stoic in your response when they go after you. Mm-hmm. You noticed a faint hint of sexism over by the yoga balls.
Yeah.
These are excuses you come up with.
Yes.
All right? Get in shape for the summer. That was it. So these D-bags in Vancouver.
They're not members of the gym, but they walked in and started coughing on people.
Well, they were walking around without face masks. Again, if they're not members, why didn't anyone try and throw them out from the get-go?
Or just start beating them with weights.
That's right. You're in a goddamn gym.
You got tough people in there.
Trainers live for that moment to be able to use all the training that they've done to unleash
this
it on somebody.
This is your chance to puff it up.
That's
You've
right.
You're working out. You're tougher. You're stronger. Take them down.
Maybe restrict you with some tension bands.
Yes.
How about that?
Tension band around the neck sounds pretty good at this moment.
Toss you out on your ass. Nobody was around who could like take care of these two mouth breathers. No mask walking around. To me, that is insane that they walked into the place without a mask on
right.
And whoever was at the front desk just let them walk in. They're not even members. If you're a member, you can at least be like, "Hey, man, you're a member. You have to wear a mask here.
Dave, put a mask on or we're going to make you leave."
That's it. It's like, to me, like sticking your tongue in the chocolate Wonderfall at a Golden Corral, which I bet still goes on nowadays.
Oh, I'm sure.
At least once every night, I think that probably happens. There's probably one camera at a Golden Corral just on the Chocolate Wonderfall. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That opens the door for management to get violent, I think.
I think it's an invitation. Don't you want to hit somebody? It's a real chance.
So these two non-members were also coughing in the general direction of people and equipment. Why? What is the purpose of your gym visit if you're just going to go in there and cough on people?
Well, because they're protesting.
What they're doing?
These are QAnon people who want to show you that it's a hoax.
They made an already unhealthy situation. Again, we're saying gym
by the way, and they're doing it in a place that's open right now.
Yeah.
You should, if you're really mad at something, you should be mad at another place.
Mad at the gym for allowing itself to be open and opening itself up to these assholes. It should not be open. The officers found a, And we're gonna take a quick break. And
when we come back,
we'll tell you what they found when they walked in this gym. This is Scarborough Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere.
We talk about this all the time on Scarborough Country, the Virus Edition. Our show is about building community. One of the things the pandemic has taken away from us is our community. And we want to find ways for us to connect live in real time. And we've got one. It's so cool. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it. You follow Randy or me or both of us. Please follow both of us. And then come join us every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time or Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's like an old school radio show. Randy and I start a conversation. You guys pop in with voice memos and derail us. We answer you in real time. We get into real issues, things that we can't cover on the show, postscripts to things that have happened in the show. It's a hang. You got people from all over the world coming together. And we are, as a community, coming together and finding that live. It's unlike any other performance we do. Am I right, Rand?
Yeah, it's kind of like the meet and greets we used to do after live stand-up shows, which I miss so much, that interaction, mixed with kind of the meet and greet that we do when we do the podcast on Zoom. It's like we get to listen to you guys, hear what you have to say, connect you with each other. It's so much fun. Get the Stereo app. It's free from your app store, or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. If we ever post up a link, click through that link and just join the discussion. It is, again, very interactive, very fun. Join the discussion, join the after party. Mondays at 3 p.m. West Coast time, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. West Coast time. Get that free Stereo app. Join the party. Can't wait to have you.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. We're trying to put together, and I don't, this is like a week in advance, so we may have this tomorrow night. I don't know. We're trying to put together a quick benefit to save one of our favorite comedy clubs around, and we'll give you more information on that as it comes. Check our Twitter feed for the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, which is in trouble right now, one of the clubs we started in, so look for that. And then also, we've got Live Dumb People Town at the end of this month.
February 27th, Jack Black, Open Mic Eagle is the musical guest. And then we're going to do a stand-up show ourselves at Nowhere on March 20th.
So that's us headlining. We haven't done that in so long.
Get your tickets for that. Just go to eventbrite.com, look up Sklar Brothers Stand-Up. You can get tickets for March 20th or Live Dumb People Town and get the Jack Black Open Mic Eagle tickets. Those are selling. You want to get those right now. And also join us on the Stereo app. We're doing these every Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m.
It's so much fun.
Monday, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Sklarbrough Country. Tuesday, 4 p.m. Dumb People Town, and Friday Sports Talk Friday, View from the Cheap Seats. All right, so when the officers came to this gym,
yes,
and here's what they found. And this tells you everything you know. I'm gonna tell you the ages of the two people, Jay, mm-hmm. and we'll tell you everything you need to know. Officers found a 60-year-old man and his 25-year-old girlfriend. Is that it? That tells you everything you need to know about
it. It's not the other way around.
This is his second. Yeah, you don't see a 25-year-old man and a 6-year-old woman.
No,
this is his second wife. Am I right?
I guess. I mean,
she's
not
milking his ass for all he's worth.
No, but guys, they're in love. They're in love.
Hey, the couple that coughs during a pandemic at a gym that's still open together stays together.
That's right.
Whose idea was this? Hers? You think it was hers?
And now he has to go along?
That's right.
He's like, hey,
she's the Marjorie Taylor Greene of the operation, mm-hmm. and he's got to just go on to it and be like, I love her. She's whimsical.
I just do what she tells me.
Or was it his, and she had to go along with it
because now she gets to like drive a nice car.
She gets a 300Z waiting for her at home, right?
Is that a nice car?
This, it, to me, feels like what this couple would be. Hey, honey, I got an IROC for you at home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This age-appropriate couple, I don't think they're age-appropriate, coughed on everything as they exited a washroom inside the gym. The couple claimed they were only pretending to cough because people in the gym were staring at them.
That's why you were doing it?
So what? Wait, you.
So someone stared at you, and you're like, okay. In response to that, I'm gonna cough or pretend to cough, which is essentially coughing.
Yeah, you can't stop the spit from coming out, even when you're pretending.
You're still expectorating. You're still putting aerosols into the air, dummy.
When you make coughing noises, stuff comes out. So people were probably staring at you because you weren't wearing a mask,
right.
You dummy.
Right.
And so that was a reason for you to then go and use your spit and saliva as a weapon.
There's no difference between the fake cough and the actual cough when it comes to spreading a virus. Sorry.
I don't understand how they're still in the gym. They are not members.
Let me guess. The guy tried to like get the jacuzzi naked as well.
The not co-ed one?
Yes.
The all women's?
Yeah, he tried to get in the all women's one. Yeah, he's like, I'm not even going to the...
Or even the co-ed one. The co-ed one is the one that if you're going to get naked in that one, then you need to
There's
get
There's an unwritten out. Rule that you don't get in naked in the co-ed one. Police asked the couple to leave, but not before issuing them. I love the police asked the couple to leave.
This is,
you can go after them, guys.
This is where you can hit somebody hard.
But not before issuing them each $230 tickets. Canadian, which is like what, $120?
This is an outrage. That a 9-year-old girl can get pepper sprayed and these guys don't get like beat down as hard as they can. This is an I can't breathe moment for
under
these
the Emergency Program Act for failing to wear face coverings. How about going to a gym that you're not a member? Trespassing.
It's attempted murder, if you ask me. This is attempted murder.
You should be able to punish people more than that, right? Yeah, like they should have to work out in street clothes.
This is like calling for fire in a crowded movie theater. So here's what you do. A gun that's not loaded and having people
here's
get
what you do.
Attacks.
You have both of them stay there at the gym. You call in your toughest trainer. They're in street clothes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in high heels. I definitely high heel boots, right?
And you start training them for 5 hours.
5 hours straight, no breaks. Get in there. Like, they will humanly break.
Yeah,
they will emotionally break.
Let's emotionally break these two assholes.
They should have to call every prospective gym member and try and get them to join. Remember we were talking about the gym scam earlier?
Yes.
That's what they should have to do.
Yeah.
Hey,
and depending on how many people, like under 100 that they said, that's how much money starts to get added to their
fine. I say for everyone they lose, they have to add $1,000 to their fine.
Now it's up to you.
Now there's real stakes here. You want to mess with this gym? Mm-hmm. Now the gym is going to mess with you.
I mean, she's already in a sentence. She's 25 and she's with a 60-year-old dude.
Right.
She's already in some kind of...
She's already compromised her life in some way. There is no way this 60-year-old guy is your soulmate.
But it does remind you that like when a virus is deadly and when it weaponizes everybody, like
that's right.
Everybody has the ability to be an asshole and flip the scales on a situation. And our delicate society can only function if people don't do what these people do. So I think there's real reason why we can beat the shit out of these
people. I've been going back because we're watching WandaVision. I've been going back and watching like we're going to watch all the Marvel movies, not in the order that they came out, but in the chronological order that tell the story of Marvel. Okay.
Yes.
So 23 movies where we've watched maybe four of them so far.
It's so fun. They're all so
good. It's really fun. It's a project that we're doing with the family and it's been a blast to do. What I realize is that like not everyone can have Iron Man's palm that can shoot stuff out. That's not a good idea to just give it to everybody.
That's right.
When one other person who's responsible has it, it corrupts them in certain ways. You're essentially giving everybody
the power
of that
to stop a room.
And that's not good. Because
that's one of the worst byproducts of this entire pandemic.
Because I'm going to tell you straight up without knowing anything about these people, a 60-year-old dude who is dating a 25-year-old should not be given any responsibility whatsoever.
No.
They don't have good judgment, either of them.
Neither
well, maybe he does, but she doesn't.
Does he?
No.
To be with the kind of woman who's 25 and would be with someone who's 60?
To go along with whoever said, let's do this in the gym right now, you're both terrible.
Yep.
And that's a show. All right, guys, stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. We are, this is not a hoax, guys.
But we've got the jokes.
We are the Sklar Brothers, and we love doing this show for you. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-da-da. In my car. Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.